All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Punisher. It shows on Netflix. It's created by Stephen Lightfoot. It stars John Barenthal, Amber Rose Riva, and Ben Barnes. And the synopsis is, after the murder of his family, Marine veteran Frank Castle becomes a vigilante known as the Punisher, with only one goal in mind, to avenge them. So, Mike, what did you think of The Punisher?
I really like The Punisher. I've always said that with Marvel's Netflix shows, they've always done a really good job of taking comic book lore and relating it to real world events and things that are happening. I think that it was a smart move by Marvel to make sure Punisher have a military background and to incorporate PTSD and certain issues that are going on with military vets and things of that nature, because those things tie into things that are going on in the world now with everything going on overseas. And I myself know a couple people who've been to war and have come back and who say that they have PTSD and go through these issues. And I think to not focus it so much on mob ties, but to focus it on that and Frank's growth and how he deals with getting revenge from that aspect, I thought really worked well for the show. They could have easily gone with the whole police officer route and done that, but I think that story's old. I think it's been done time and time again with different series, and by giving it a military feel, kind of a different world for it, and it really played out well on the series. I think the acting was excellent. The storyline was good. I never really got bored or dull with this show, and I think it's another successful hit by Marvel for Netflix.
All right, Jay.
I'm going to piggyback on everything Mike said. I agree with him wholeheartedly. It was a very good show. I enjoyed it. I watched it straight through. Iron Fist, I couldn't, But anyway, so yeah, this was a very good show, and I agree with Mike. I like how they incorporated real-life elements to this storyline. So it's something relatable. Anyone could actually pick up on this and watch this. You don't have to be into the comics to understand what's going on here. It would help, but it's not necessary. It's probably necessary that you watch the other series, understand where he comes from. Outside of that, anyone could pick up and watch this show because they did such a good job writing it. I think it was well written. Only thing I did not like, I don't like how it ended. I like the chemistry between Frank and Micro. The acting was on point. I like the political espionage drama behind it. That was also pretty good. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
All right. So for me, I thought this show was a return to form, considering that Iron Fist and the Defenders were, to me, letdowns. This show and John Barenthal embodies the Punisher. Like the intertwining with some of the other Marvel shows characters, the level at which they put real world elements. So Mike was talking about PTSD, that becomes a focus where he is dealing with the fact that he did something while he was in the military and he's trying to cope with that, but then also being a reason why his family is dead as well. So
he has an overwhelming sense of guilt.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wants to bury all that stuff, but at a certain point, a lot of this movie is ripped from the Bourne Identity and the Bourne Supremacy and the Bourne Ultimatum. A lot of it. There's even a shot that, if you see the Bourne Supremacy, is the exact same shot that is in the Punisher.
Yeah, when he was sniping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world? I know this movie.
I peeped that too, because the camera angle is basically like dead on. You can see his eye through the actual scoping. Yeah. And he pops his head out once he misses the shot. Yeah.
Yeah. And not to say it's a bad show or anything. I did like it, but I did feel that some of the hacky stuff is a little overplayed and it's overdone in other movies and other shows.
They make it seem very easy.
Yeah. And also the stuff with the family, the Micro's family, I think just kind of dragged on a little bit too long, because he would just show up and it's like, well, the last time I saw you, we kind of told each other off, but now you want me to come fix your sink.
I actually thought the show was more violent than what I thought it was going to be.
I didn't think it was as violent.
It was violent enough, but I wanted a little bit more.
Because if you look at the Daredevil season 2 jailbreak scene for him, where he's just going off. Do you get that in this show?
In the beginning, when he takes out the construction worker dudes.
Exactly. That and when they broke into the hideout for Micro and the Punisher.
Yeah.
I thought it was violent shit, but like Barry said, I just wanted a little bit more. It could have been a lot worse. But I mean, this one was pretty bad because the Punisher was getting fucked up, man. I mean, he was fucking people up too, but Like, he sacrificed himself, get his ass beat. Blood was just dripping all over the place.
Well, another problem I have was just the Agent Madani stuff as well, because that just kind of saddled down the show. She has her own personal struggles, and then she's talking to the main antagonist, and that was all right, but it was just like that back and forth. They both realized that they might be playing each other. It just keeps going on for a couple more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least a couple more episodes longer than what it should have.
At times, she was annoying, but I think she was probably the weak link in the series.
I understand the purpose she serves, but do we really necessarily need it?
Right. Her character was not a bad character, but she was the weak point of this series. It's just that it didn't seem organic for her to be such a badass ball buster. Because they try to make it seem like she was a ball buster. It seemed like it was very forced
to me. The thing was is that the show would have been strong enough if it was just Billy and Frank. It's kind of intertwining where Billy's basically playing Frank, and then Frank finds out, and then it all leads up to them trying to kill Rollins. Because that was a good shot where Frank tried to shoot him through the glass, and he was just like, whatever, you kill me, son.
Matter of fact, did I miss what happened to that kid?
He blew himself up in a freezer.
He did?
When they were in the hotel, he chased him downstairs. He went to a freezer with the bomb attached to him. And Frank was trying to get him to come out.
Oh, okay.
And he let the trigger go and blew himself up.
Yeah, because that show just kind of got saddled down with that as well. I mean, the guy that played Curtis was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the side characters in the show, maybe other than Micro, well, I wouldn't consider Micro a side character, but...
I wouldn't either. Mike, you know more about the comics than I do. I am assuming that Billy ends up being Jigsaw.
Yeah, and that's basically what they did with the ending when he smashed his face in the glass and he had the pieces of glass sticking on his face. And then the doctors in the hospital said that his face would never be the same and all that. So he's supposed to be Jigsaw. In the comics, Jigsaw was mafia? Yeah, he was a mafia mob dude. Now, I'm not really upset with them not going that route with this because how they set the world up and made it military-based and all that. I mean, I think it still works. He was doing enough crooked stuff and ties in the military world that when he comes out...
He couldn't have ties to the mob.
Right. Who's to say that he doesn't have anything to do with the mob or anything like that? So it's still left to be seen what happens when he finally comes out. As long as they don't make him crossbones from Captain America or some crazy thing like that where he's on this whole military kick wearing a skull mask or some crazy stuff, then I'm perfect.
I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, I would say a good crossover would be that character Will that I guess got the super serum in Jessica Jones season one. He was a police officer. I mean, if there's like some crossover between his character and Billy Russo Jigsaw, that would be interesting.
That would be.
Because he was all about being a patriot and stuff, and you can take what Frank Castle did as not being a patriot.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how much of that they touch on in Jessica Jones season two.
Yeah, because they really didn't do too much with Jessica Jones and the Defenders other than Trish and Hogarth. That was as much as you got of anything Jessica Jones related.
Right.
Really, the Defenders was Iron Fist and Daredevil and a little bit of Luke Cage. So Jessica Jones.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was more Iron Fist than anything.
Yeah, I'll say it came off like they were trying to rebound Iron Fist from the failed series.
Right.
And still didn't do a good job.
Basically. I wonder, did Iron Fist even get a second season? Has it been confirmed yet?
I haven't heard of it being confirmed. I'm almost positive it will. I read somewhere that they're already talking about doing Heroes for Hire and kind of pairing him with Luke Cage a little bit. So
he just needs to be a side character. He needs very little lines in the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Luke Cage season two was just finished wrapping if eventually we find out that Finn Jones has a lot to do with that season.
It just finished wrapping up?
I think so.
I remember seeing images of Misty with her arm.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Luke Cage just wrapped filming. Jessica Jones premieres in March, and then Daredevil season three is supposed to start shooting in the beginning of next year. But yeah, I think they know they got a lot of work to do in Iron Fist because nobody
gives a shit about
nobody it. Liked that show.
All right, so what score, Mike, would you give The Punisher?
Honestly, I have Punisher probably about a 9 because I actually liked it. I have it right up there with Daredevil as my favorite Netflix series. Like I said, Daredevil season 1 and 2, I could watch that anytime, any place, all day and be perfectly fine with it. Punisher, the same thing. Like Jay said, watch it straight through from beginning to end. I really got dull with it. Really like how they tied everything to the real world. the whole military background and everything, and it still captured to me the essence of Frank Castle. And Bernthal, just to me, is just ridiculously excellent acting as the Punisher. I honestly, it's
I will say I that at one point I could not unsee him as Shane from Walking Dead, and he has done some other stuff, but like this, when I think of Frank Castle, yeah, I will even think of Thomas Jane with him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm to the point I don't even really remember the Thomas Jane thing. I mean, I remember it, but now I'm just, I think Punisher, I've seen Bernthal. And I used to think Ray Stevenson because he looked so much like Frank Castle from the comic books when I saw Punisher Warzone. It was just a cheesy
movie.
He did. Yeah, he looked like he walked off the page.
Right.
And for a long time, I was like, you know, they should have got him to do the series, to be honest with you. It'd been eerie, but it'd probably been pretty cool. But I think Bernthal has done a good enough job that he's Frank Castle now, and they don't need to recast it anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Jay?
I would give this an 8.5. Like I said, I enjoyed the series. I enjoyed the acting. I enjoyed the storyline. I enjoyed the writing. The only weak part to me was the end. And Agent Madani, she was the weak character in the series. But, I mean, she wasn't that weak to the point that it affected the series in a negative way. If she wasn't there, would the series have been fine? Yeah, but, you know, her being there didn't really hurt it too much either, in my opinion. Well, I will piggyback on this with Mike once again, that he is now the Punisher. I cannot see him as anything else. He will always be the Punisher. For simple fact, because it seemed like he just took this role and made it his own. He has this thing, and I know you guys picked up on this, but he gets into a fight and he does these primal ass yell and grunt, like, Rawr! You know, it's just funny as shit, but that's his. It's his, though. I've saw all the Punisher movies. No one has done that. To me, they're either cookie cutter or just nothing that was trademark about their performance to me. His performance as the Punisher with that damn primal yell, scream, the shit that he be doing and shit, that is him. He added that. He put his stamp on a character, and because of that, he will be forever the Punisher. I really enjoyed the series. This is probably one of the top series for Marvel right now, in my opinion. So I give it an 8.5.
Real quick, just to piggyback on what Jay just said, because he made a real good point about the primal scream and all that. One thing that I think Bernthal does really well is Frank Castle is somebody who's not trying to be seen, who's supposed to be dead, but still is alive and does the whole vigilante thing, fight for justice. Bernthal, to me, has the movements and actions of somebody that's actually
in the military.
That. Yeah, everybody else seemed to always had this kind of too cool for school type attitude. Just kind of too carefree for somebody that's supposed to be in the dark and nobody's supposed to know is still around. Bernthal, to me, pulls that off extremely well.
Well, if you contrast that with the Billy Russo character where he was just kind of a pretty boy, kind of out there, dressed well, and then you have this person, I'm just going to put on my hoodie and I'm just going to blend in. I think the show does that well. So for me, I kind of wanted a little bit more out of the story. Some of the other characters, again, the Agent Madani character, her partner Sam, I believe her boss, who eventually becomes her superior, there were some things with that I just didn't like. And I think the show is best when it's Billy, when it's Frank, Micro, and the family, because I wasn't necessarily expecting that, but basically he becomes a surrogate father figure to her kids, and I'm like, well, where's this going? And it all kind of makes sense because the Micro character made a sacrifice. He's trying to save his family, and Frank's trying to save himself and everybody else, and then he just wants to get it over with. I like John Barathol's performance, but I'm going to give this a 7.5. Again, I just wanted more out of the story.
I mean, eventually, I think you will. I really enjoyed the story. Like I said, the political and military aspect of it, it was a different change of pace. Then they could have went a little bit deeper, but it was good enough for me.
Because I think a problem that these Marvel shows have are with anybody law enforcement related, that they're always a step behind, get a little old. So from Daredevil...
Especially Defenders. Missy was always behind.
Yeah. From Daredevil to Jessica Jones, which really didn't have too much of that. But it does happen because Jessica Jones's apartment gets broken into several hundred times. And it's like, well, the police come out. It doesn't really matter. And then you have Luke Cage, maybe not so much in Iron Fist, but it just gets a little old. So it is a return to form where I gave Iron Fist a very low score because it deserved that. I believe I gave Luke Cage an 8, Jessica Jones somewhere like 8 or 9. Daredevil season 2, like an 8. Again, the 7.5 is right in line. So, don't really see anything wrong with that. That's the Beast King Podcast.